Listening part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Clodagh. It's an unusual name of Irish origin, spelt C-L-O-D-A-G-H, but pronounced Clodagh. I'm an official guide for your tour around one of the most iconic buildings in the city, the Tower of London. Please feel free to stop and ask me questions along the way, and I'll do my best to answer them. I'll start off with a brief introduction and then talk about the different areas we're going to see. Let's start right at the beginning. In the 1070s, that's of course at the end of the 11th century, not the 10th, King William had come from France and conquered, that is, took control of, the south of England, including London. He decided to build a castle, which would dominate the skyline and show off his royal power. It took 20 years to build, using stones that were brought from northern France. In the 13th century, there was another phase of building. King Edward I expanded William's fortress by building defensive walls around it and digging a moat. A moat, M-O-A-T, is a deep ditch which is filled with water and can only be crossed by a bridge. The tower is guarded by yeoman warders. A yeoman just means an ordinary person. They wear a special uniform and most people know them by their nickname, Beefeaters. The reason for this is what you would expect. The King, Henry VIII, gave them permission to eat as much beef as they wanted. Every day, they perform the ceremony of the keys, where the gates to the tower are unlocked and locked. We're going to see this at 5:30 this evening. Another of the duties the beefeaters carry out is to look after the ravens. These are blackbirds that live in the Tower of London. You may wonder why they have to do this. The answer is that there's a legend that if the birds fly away, the country will fall. Although the tower was used as a prison to keep some well-known people, it's perhaps most famous for being the place where the crown jewels are kept. Kings and queens have stored crowns, jewels, and ceremonial clothes here for more than 600 years. Over 30 million people have seen them, and they are possibly the most visited objects in Britain, if not the world. You'll be happy to know that this is where we're going to start our tour. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Clodagh. It's an unusual name of Irish origin, spelt C-L-O-D-A-G-H, but pronounced Clodagh. I'm an official guide for your tour around one of the most iconic buildings in the city, the Tower of London. Please feel free to stop and ask me questions along the way, and I'll do my best to answer them. I'll start off with a brief introduction and then talk about the different areas we're going to see. Let's start right at the beginning. In the 1070s, that's of course at the end of the 11th century, not the 10th, King William had come from France and conquered, that is, took control of, the south of England, including London. He decided to build a castle, which would dominate the skyline and show off his royal power. It took 20 years to build, using stones that were brought from northern France. In the 13th century, there was another phase of building. King Edward I expanded William's fortress by building defensive walls around it and digging a moat. A moat, M-O-A-T, is a deep ditch which is filled with water and can only be crossed by a bridge. The tower is guarded by yeoman warders. A yeoman just means an ordinary person. They wear a special uniform, and most people know them by their nickname, Beefeaters. The reason for this is what you would expect. The king, Henry VIII, gave them permission to eat as much beef as they wanted. Every day, they perform the ceremony of the keys, where the gates to the tower are unlocked and locked. We are going to see this at 5:30 this evening. Another of the duties the beefeaters carry out is to look after the ravens. These are blackbirds that live in the Tower of London. You may wonder why they have to do this. The answer is that there's a legend that if the birds fly away, the country will fall. Although the tower was used as a prison to keep some well-known people, it's perhaps most famous for being the place where the crown jewels are kept. Kings and queens have stored crowns, jewels and ceremonial clothes here for more than 600 years. Over 30 million people have seen them, and they are possibly the most visited objects in Britain, if not the world. You'll be happy to know that this is where we're going to start our tour.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.